K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Hey, Brenda, you're caller 20.
Oh, yes! Oh, my God, I got through.
You got through. You got the tickets to the K-Rock private show with Cage the Elephant at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Yeah, baby!
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It is Kevin Ryder. What's up, party people? On the show today, we have People Are Dumb, a man robbing a store in a cow costume. We have What's Up with Florida. There's a bear that only likes strawberry ice cream. So that's pretty good taste. We have the 420 catch of the day. We have more tickets for Cage and Oasis in New York. And we've got tickets for you to see The Offspring as well in the 5 o'clock hour here on K-Rock.
K-Rock, hello.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's happening?
Winning.
No.
From the gators out in Tampa to the weirdos in Dade County, wise a man on bath salts wrestling a tree. He proposed to an alligator, then he stole a pink Corolla. What the? It's Kevin Ryder's What's Up with Florida.
Florida man, 79, sentenced to 5 years in jail after deputies find meth at his home. Here's the thing. They weren't busting him for anything. He called them. This all started in November of 2024. He called 911. He said, I need an officer to come over because there are 7 people and 2 dogs and a cat that are stealing from me. And they said, all right, we'll be right there. And they didn't send anybody. So then eventually he kept calling 911. They sent an officer. He went out. He checked his mobile home. There was no one there. There weren't 7 people there. There wasn't a dog. There wasn't a cat. And so he called back and asked for a supervisor. I'd like a supervisor to come out. So a supervisor did. Captain Samuel Carey responded to the third call. And while he was giving him a tour, Crandall pointed to a curtain, claiming that it was a man's shirt. And he also told the captain that right there in the wall is where the people come through. And the 2 dogs and the cat, they just come in through the wall. During the walkthrough, Captain Carey spotted a small red bag containing a white rock-like substance in the bedroom. Crandall attempted to pick it up, but was ordered to hand it over. The deputies also collected 2 plastic straws with residue. And George Seeley Crandall III, at 79 years old, got 5 years in the state penitentiary for meth and possession of paraphernalia. So he sort of forced them to take him there.
K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Oh my goodness, did I just win?
You just won, yes.
Yes, let's go!
Well, congratulations. You know what you got, the K-Rock private show and the boarding list to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Oh man, I can't wait. Thank you.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
A 40-year-old man had to get rescued from being stuck in a slide in Connecticut.
A Connecticut man learned the hard way to leave the playground fun to kids. Emergency crews had to be called into this Vernon Elementary School over the weekend after a 40-year-old man got stuck inside a tube slide.
The guy was 40. He's going down a slide, and he gets stuck to the point of needing to call emergency services. And an ambulance shows up and a fire department to help rescue his ass. You know, by this point, his kids have probably already left the school and gone home.
When they arrived, they found the guy wedged feet and head first in the middle of the slide.
I'm sorry, I don't think that's possible. I don't think you could be stuck feet and head first. Is he touching his toes? Is he a circus gymnast? What's happening? Let's hear that part again.
When they arrived, they found the guy wedged feet and head first in the middle of the slide.
All right, I'm going to need you to pick one or the other. It's got to be feet or head. Can't be both.
EMS provided oxygen and ventilation to the man. Thankfully, he was safely rescued from the slide within 30 minutes. He's expected to be just fine. Just a little embarrassed.
But flexible as hell. It's Kevin Ryder. Sometimes people are just crazy enough to root for.
So this may be the strangest crime we have ever heard. A man dressed up as a cow.
All right, let's stop it right there. He's dressed in a cow onesie. Head to foot cow.
Goes into a Virginia Walmart and steals milk carton.
Staying true to the costume. Only takes milk. Nothing else.
Jonathan Payton took weirdness to a new level when he entered a Walmart in Stafford County, Virginia, wearing a full-body cow costume and walking on all fours.
Important update. Walking on all fours. Now I'm rooting for the cow.
Crime of interest starts Tuesday night with a shoplifting call from Walmart. The suspect description, a cow.
They watch him do the whole thing and call police while he's doing it because, I can't stress this enough, he's dressed like a cow and he's on all fours.
Once inside, he stood up and filled his cart with 26 gallons of milk.
How was he pushing his cart if he was on all fours? With his head? I think I'm still team cow.
Instead of paying, he simply walked out and started handing the stolen milk away for free in the parking lot.
What a lovely human.
When Walmart staff confronted him, Peyton reportedly fled the scene and headed toward a nearby McDonald's.
Important distinction. Did he run to the McDonald's on all fours? Because if so, he's my new hero.
Concerned customers called the police, who soon tracked him down, arrested him, and charged him with misdemeanor shoplifting.
This is the police officer with a stern warning.
He decided to go in the store and steal 26 gallons of milk. That's $92. You can't do that.
Maybe there should be an exception for a guy dressed like a cow walking on all fours. Who's with me? Hey, Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Sheldon from Monrovia.
Sheldon, you are caller 20.
Woohoo!
Wow! Awesome!
You got tickets to see Cage the Elephant. As you know, it's a K-Rock private show at the El Rey, and you're on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon with the 420 catch of the day coming up. Megan Holliday joins me at this time every day for three things at four.
K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
With Megan Holliday and Kevin Ryder.
A 35-year-old Florida woman was arrested on Wednesday for allegedly performing dental veneer procedures without a valid license. Investigators launched the probe in June 2025 after multiple complaints from complications from her work and her refusal to offer refunds or corrective procedures. Needless to say, she is facing a lot of charges, and I saw her mugshot. She looked really sketch.
Okay. Really?
She looked extremely sketchy.
How do people even get that idea in their head? I'm going to do veneers.
And it sounds like she had her own little business, but I feel like it was just a hole in the wall place.
Right.
And I don't know, if you're having someone like that operate on, you know, work on your teeth, good luck to you in your life.
Agreed.
Okay, second story. A woman had to be rescued by firefighters after getting stuck inside of a game at a Chuck E. Cheese in Burbank. In the video, firefighters are seen safely freeing the woman from the clear tubular booth as bystanders watched and filmed the entire incident. A Chuck E. Cheese spokesperson said that the woman was playing one of the games intended for children and stuck her arm, quote, in a hole not intended for hands or arms. They went on to say, "We prioritize children's safety above all and have verified that the game poses no risk to our young guests." They also added that the woman was not injured. Apparently just really dumb.
Wow.
Yeah.
Incredibly stupid.
I love that it was in Burbank, too. It was right here. All right. And we always like to talk about new movie releases on Fridays. So you can check out Eden, directed by Ron Howard. This is a survival drama starring Jude Law and Ana de Armas. Honey Don't is a quirky comedy mystery from Ethan Coen of the Coen Brothers, featuring Margaret Qualley, Aubrey Plaza, and Chris Evans. And then finally, Relay, which is a thrilling action piece with Riz Ahmed and Lily James. I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Very excited about Deftones' new album, Private Music. I was going to say CD. Wow.
Hey, good old days.
Megan got to catch up with the band. Tell us about today's song.
Okay, well, this song, this was when they really kind of got together for the first time and really started digging into the music. So, and I do want to just say really quickly that if you want to check out the full interview, it is up on our YouTube and at krock.com. But this is what they had to say about the song we're going to play today.
And that was one of the first times that we actually got together in person. And it actually wasn't all of us. It was just Abe and I and Steph. It was between shows. We went into Nashville on the way, and we stopped in a studio in Nashville. It was the first time of us playing, like, you know, just with our instruments, just playing together. We had this idea at first that we, you know, put these folders together and everybody just sort of sent in ideas remotely. But we soon realized that it's like, you know, when when we're going to really, really kind of dig into it is when we're actually in the same room together. So that was one of the first things that Stefan came up with, that sort of repetitive kind of harmonic riff that kind of goes through, starts the song and kind of goes throughout the song. And everything just like that was building blocks. It was just like, you know, adding piece to piece. And it just felt really strong. Like, I feel like that song is a very good, you know, kind of a picture of like the weight of the album and also the lightheartedness of the album in a way too. It's like, it's kind of a fun song.
It is the 420 catch of the day. The song is called Infinite Source, and it's Deftones on K-Rock. So great to have new music from Deftones. The new album, Private Music, is out today. And that is Infinite Source on the world-famous K-Rock, the 420 catch of the day. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday. 1999, this band played the Troubadour when they just came out with Testify. And Dave, the King of Mexico, who went on to become our producer, was a phone op at the time. And I didn't know him at the time. And he was outside of the Troubadour with his ear against it. I was like, why wouldn't you text me? And he said, I didn't know your number.
Oh, my God.
So he listened to the whole show from the outside.
That sounds like something that would happen to me. Dave, the King of Mexico, we love you, buddy.
Well done. This is Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
In the afternoon, we're going to take your phone calls now and for the next hour, phone calls and text. And if you're the most entertaining, we're going to give you tickets to see The Offspring.
Woo!
At the Forum, which is going to be a great show with
Jimmy World, Newfound Glory. Yes, yep, the trifecta.
That's
going to
be a great show. So we did two stories today separately, and both of them are hilarious. Your story was the woman in Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah, woman at the Burbank Chuck E. Cheese. She got her arm stuck in a game, a child's game, mm-hmm. and the firefighters had to come and get her arm out of there.
Don't you sort of feel like you would almost break your arm trying to get your hand out before you would tell people you needed help to be rescued?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, it's beyond embarrassing. Plus, she was in this thing that was like a tube. Like, she's inside almost like a viewing area. So people are standing out there and they're watching the whole thing and filming her.
Everybody gets their phones out.
Yeah. And she's just on her knees with her arm in there.
Stuck.
But she refuses to look around. Yeah.
And then I did the story about this guy that got stuck in a slide.
A Connecticut man learned the hard way to leave the playground fun to kids. Emergency crews had to be called into this Vernon Elementary School over the weekend after a 40-year-old man got stuck inside a tube slide. When they arrived, they found the guy wedged feet and head first.
All right, I don't understand that part.
Yeah, well, we were talking about this, and I feel like he was leaning forward touch his toes.
It doesn't seem possible that anyone would try to go down a slide like that. Like,
yes,
why
it does,
would
you? Because people are stupid.
It just makes no sense whatsoever.
Look at me.
Is he a gymnast? Like, is he grabbing his toes? It's either feet first or head first, but apparently he was both and got stuck, and they had to literally give him oxygen and rescue him cut the slide so he could fall out. So what we want to talk about is you got stuck. You got stuck is the topic, especially if somebody had to come rescue you.
Yeah.
That's the best.
I always think about the kids getting their head stuck in a banister and the butter, such that happened in my friend's little, but so I'm very excited about these stories.
Yep. You got stuck. 800-520-1067 for phone calls and or texts. And the most entertaining in the next hour gets tickets to see The Offspring. All right. You were stuck is the topic today. You had to be rescued. 800-520-1067 is the phone number. Hey, Rock, hello. You got stuck somewhere?
I did. My finger got stuck in the tetherball loop.
In the tetherball loop?
When I was a kid, it was my middle finger.
Ouch.
And on top of getting my finger cut in the loop, I started cussing, and the lunch lady got me in trouble for...
Oh, come on. You broke your finger. What's wrong with lunch lady?
Then I was stuck in a cast on my middle finger, so it always looked like I was flipping people off.
That's strong.
Yeah.
That is strong.
Yeah, well, good. Walk by the lunch lady all the time with your middle finger up,
K-Rock, hello. Who's this?
Yeah, man. This is Jim Bob Burley, dude. What's up?
Jim Bob. You got tickets for Cage the Elephant at the El Rey.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Dude, I'm trying this all week long.
Well, damn. You got through, and you are a winner. You're also on the standby boarding list for a shot to see him again in New York with Oasis.
Hell yeah. I feel like I might win this. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
I like your positivity.
Yeah, me too. Jim Bob for the win.
You guys are awesome, by the way.
It's Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Taking phone calls about you got stuck at 800-520-1067. You can text us to that number as well.
And the most entertaining call, we're going to send you to see The Offspring next Friday along with Jimmy Eat World and Newfound Glory, and the show's at the Forum.
So we're going to take your calls on that topic. You have a story?
I got stuck in a trunk of a car with my brother and a friend for about an hour.
How?
How did that happen?
So we were hanging out, and it was like an older car, and it had a big trunk. And we were like, hey, we can fit like three people in here. And so we laid down in the trunk, and then another friend thought it would be funny to shut the trunk, which it would fit. And then they started looking for the keys, and my brother says, oh, the keys were in the trunk, so I thought it would be a good idea to put them in my pocket so they don't get locked in the trunk. But then he was in the trunk with us.
So the keys were in the trunk with you, and you couldn't get out. How long did it take?
Yeah. It was about an hour.
Oh, wow. How'd you get out?
Yeah.
Finally, it was an old car, so you couldn't, like, put down the back seat or, like, anything like that. So we had to kind of, like, snake our hand through the seat and barely get the keys to someone to finally unlock the trunk.
Interesting.
Wow. At any point, did you freak out?
A little bit, but, I mean, it was an old car, so it was actually quite a bit of room. It wasn't that bad.
Very roomy.
You took a nap.
It was very roomy, yeah. I guess, I mean, it was hot, but all things considered, it wasn't that terrible.
K-Rock, hello, you got stuck?
Well, we had a couch called a hide-a-bed that you had folded up and folded out.
Sure.
And could turn into a bed.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousins put me in, folded me up, tucked me into the couch, put the pillows on, and sat on me, and I was stuck.
That's fantastic. For how long did they keep you there?
Just a couple minutes. They didn't want me to die.
Yeah. I would have freaked out. That's terrifying.
That's what cousins are for, though.
It wasn't bad. It was, it was snug, but I could breathe, thankfully.
Hey, Rock, you got stuck?
Remember the McDonald's Playlands? They were metal?
Of course. Yeah.
Okay, well, I got invited to a birthday party, and I was about five, six, maybe.
Okay.
And I stuck my head out of Big Mac's mouth. And it got stuck, and the fire department had to come and cut me out.
Oh, my God.
Were you really scared?
Yeah, I was like five or six. So,
yeah.
And all the other kids were kind of laughing, so, you know.
Were you able to laugh along with them, or were you, like, freaked out?
Well, I was freaked out, but now I can laugh at it.
Sure, yeah. Of course. Now it's hilarious. So what did they do to get your head out?
They had to cut one of the bars off.
Poor Ronald McDonald. K-Rock, you have a story about being stuck?
About being stuck?
Yep.
I'm stuck in traffic.
K-Rock, hello.
About age 10 or so, in Hawaii. Beautiful hotel overlooking the boulevard. Stuck my head through the balcony railing.
Yep.
Yes, I've been waiting for you.
Got my head stuck in the railing.
Yep.
With all the onlookers of Hawaii staring at me for a good 2 hours until fire department came.
You had to call the fire department. What did you try in those 2 hours? Did you try butter, some kind of spray?
I had basically my folks laughing at me the entire time.
Oh, my God. They're like, see what you get?
Yo, they loved it.
So what did the emergency responders do to get you out?
They eventually sort of vice deal to pull the bars apart to get my big old head right out of there.
As a fellow huge head, I can relate. K-Rock, hello. You got stuck?
I work construction, and we were working nights. We were in a mail lift, my friend and me, working through the night, and early in the morning, the mail lift malfunctioned, and it shut off. And the only way to turn it back on, it was from the bottom. But everybody had gone home, so it was just us stuck in the air, and started making phone calls to see who can come in and start the machine from the bottom. It took like 2 hours.
But it wasn't dangerous, it was just scary?
No, not even scary, but it was cold.
Oh, no.
So it was super annoying is what it was.
Yeah. My friend is not good looking, so I couldn't hug him or something.
I hate it when that happens.
Oh, my God.
All right, we need to give away tickets for The Offspring, and I'm thinking about the idiots that got stuck in the trunk.
I am too, and I also just love the response where I was like, "Are you freaked out?" And he goes, "Well, no, it was pretty spacious
in
there."
Pretty spacious.
I just loved him so much. So, Josh, I'm going to be calling you in a second. You're winning those tickets for The Offspring.
Congratulations, Kevin Ryder. I am out, Megan Holiday.
I'm coming through 6 o'clock with your tickets to see Cage the Elephant at the K Rock Private Show at the El Rey, and put you on the standby boarding list to see them again open up for Oasis.
Win those tickets all weekend long as well, and then Klein Alley, Allie Klein, will do the drawing on Monday morning.